Star Market Celtics tonight continues. Celtics and the Sixers mere moments from now. First, our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Everything is different now. Team meals are different. Your interaction with the team is different. Shoot-arounds are different. Bus rides are different. 4 years ago, we were in Washington, D.C. on election night, 2016 election. And as we talked the next night, at the arena, you said the events of that day had been on the minds of everyone on that particular game day. Flash forward to today. Is this day in U.S. history in the air in your locker room?
Yes, for sure. We talked about it at our meeting this afternoon, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, I think we've all talked about all the things that, you know, we hope are going to be signs of progress and that those things continue to really get pushed, you know, as we move forward here, specifically on the social justice front. And I think as we look at today and you look at the hope, the hopefulness, the positivity, the call for unity, you also know there's a lot of work to do. And so you're cognizant of that. But I think you could feel that in those speeches. It was the talking. It's what we talk about when we all call home. It's what we're talking about in our locker room, what we're talking about in our meeting room. So, yeah, I'd say it's a little bit different feeling than 4 years or however many years and days ago that was.
Yeah, it wasn't four score. Yeah, 4 years and 10 weeks ago tonight when we were in D.C. It's obvious at times like this, we all wear so many different hats in our lives. And one of the ones you wear is you're a girl dad.
Yeah.
And today we all watched Vice President Harris get sworn in. And I know that had extra significance for you.
Rewinding to that day that 4+ years ago, Kinsley was 7. And Kinsley knew that her parents definitely weren't voting for Donald Trump and were very much against it because she had watched us complain about it on TV for however many months leading up to it. Now, she didn't understand probably what was going on, but her comment when Trump was elected was, did they just not want to elect a girl? And she's 7 years old. And so I think today's events are a really big deal. And today was a really, really big deal. Those of us that have lived through that said, no, there's people vote for a lot of different reasons, but to see a lady, you know, obviously not only first woman, but also first African American, first Asian American to be up there and to be sworn in as the Vice President of the United States is a really cool thing.
All right. We'll do a little basketball work here. And I only have one note from the Knicks game because I made a note of it both before the game when you were talking and after the game when you talked about it as it pertains kind of going forward. When you use the term physical, we were physical, we weren't physical. What is it you are referring to when you use that term?
I think you can tell if you're unable to own your space on offense and if they get to where they want to go on every possession. And so I think when you talk about the concept of fighting for every inch, that's really important against a physical team. You know, for instance, Embiid is so dominant in the post and so special in the post. If he catches it on the block or in the paint, you have no chance of stopping. If everybody does all of those little things well to push those catches out, push out a reversal pass, pressure the post feed, work hard to not let Embiid catch it on the block, and you make him catch it at 16 feet, you have a chance as a team. And that's the only way. You have to fight for every inch. You have to do your best to make everything difficult and to challenge everything. It doesn't guarantee a stop at this level. Guys are too good. But that's what I meant by that.
Sixers, jumping ahead to them, as you mentioned, Embiid, they're a team that they were sort of deep in the mire of the protocol the last couple of weeks. Very few games with their entire team, but it looks like they'll pretty much have their team tonight. So we start here with the Sixers. You coached against them under Brett Brown more than anyone else over the last 7 years. So how do they, through your eyes, how do they look different through the first month of this year with a lot of the same personnel?
Well, I think the difference are some of the different personnel. I think the Maxey, Milton looks like he's even taken another step. Seth Curry's having a great year, obviously. But then, you know, it always starts with Embiid and Simmons. And I think I see those guys doing a lot of similar things to what they've done in the past. You know, Embiid's having a really good year to start. I think Simmons is really focused on getting others involved and being a playmaker for others. But, you know, you and I talked last year several times about that playoff series probably looks a lot different without Ben Simmons playing. You know, this is a team that's had great success each of the last few years under a really good coach in Brett. And now they've got a really good coach in Doc who's putting his own fingerprint on it. And they have a few new pieces that I think fit into the way that Doc wants to play with this group. And they're really tough. They're a really good basketball team.
Yeah, it's funny how even the 2018 series was much closer than it actually played out, you know, historically when people look back on it now.
Yeah.
A thousand times we've talked about players, and we did with Kemba the other day, players coming back from injury, that process with the player, with the medical staff. Here's what people are asking today, obviously waiting for Jason Tatum to come back. But now what has to happen in the world we're in now for a Jason Tatum to come back and play? What are the steps?
Yeah, I don't know the exact all the tests that they go through other than the COVID test, obviously. He's got to get a negative COVID test, which he has. He's got to then be cleared from cardiac testing because of the, you know, all of the different things that have been associated with this. We want to check and double check and make sure everything is cleared. So he gets cleared by both the Celtics and the NBA. And then he comes back and he starts a progression of workouts. You know, for Rob, it was two straight days of workouts and then now able to play. Tatum is on his, he had a really light one yesterday. His two workouts will be today and tomorrow. And we'll see. But the one thing that we won't do is he won't come back and play high minutes. You know, at least early. Now he'll really love that, I'm sure, because all the really good players love to have their minutes cut back. You know, we've got to be really careful. Guys have been inactive. So there's not only the, you know, COVID related and conditioning related things, but also the muscular, you know, you haven't fired those different muscle groups up like we ask you to do in an NBA game for 30, 35 minutes at a time.
As the head coach Doc said in his pregame media, he actually was been texting with Kamala Harris over the, you know, Doc, a good friend of ours, obviously likes to drop those names once in a while. He's been texting. Is that, do you have any cool names like that? Like even Buttigieg, you must have him in your phone, right? Like that, how high does
that? I was on a
Buttigieg
fundraiser, but I was not texting with him today. No, I think Doc is one of the best guys and coaches I've met. And I'm sure that the names in his phone, you know, far exceed my list.
Well, I mean, I think you and I should be honored. We're both in his phone, right? I mean,
there you go.
Look at the names we're next to.
I spend all my day on the road texting Brady, Tracy, and Kinsley. And that's about as deep as I go usually.
That's a pretty good day. Celtics and Sixers next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.